Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with the Midday Interview. I have three guests in the studio today, all of them from Opera House Theater Company. Tomorrow night on the main stage of Thalian Hall, they are opening in Hello, Dolly. Ray Kennedy, the director and choreographer, is here, and he's brought two of his stars with him, Dylan Fowler, who plays Cornelius Hackle, and Mary Stewart Evans, who plays Irene Malloy. We'll find out who those characters are. But first of all, thank you, all three of you, for coming today.
Thank you for having us.
Let's start out with you, Ray, and tell us how this show came into being. It has kind of an interesting history.
Well, it was based on a Thornton Wilder play called The Matchmaker. And before that, it was called The Merchant of Yonkers. And then it was turned into a musical, and Jerry Herman wrote the lyrics. And it debuted on Broadway in 1964. Ethel Merman turned the role down. Mary Martin turned the role down. And it was the role that really made Carol Channing a star. And she played it for the next 30 years, and luckily when she did the 30-year revival, two of my friends were in the show,
really?
So I got a chance to go backstage and meet her in her finale costume after the curtain came down, and it was one of those moments you never forget. She's a very humble, very sweet lady, and just really, really great. She was Dolly.
Yeah.
But luckily, you know, many different types of people can play Dolly, mm-hmm. as evidenced by the history, Barbara Streisand in the movie. And we have a fantastic woman. This show was picked for her, named Joy Gregory, who's playing Dolly for us.
She is spectacular. I've seen her in other shows for Opera House, and she's recently done a show for City Stage, and she's just a phenomenon. So I'm so glad that she's playing that role. Tell us the story for those folks who haven't seen it. I haven't ever seen it on stage. I saw
really?
The movie a million years ago, but I've never seen it staged.
Well, the stage version's better.
Good.
The movie's not bad, but mm-hmm. the stage version is better. It's about a woman. It's a widow in the late 1800s, and she is a matchmaker. And that's what a woman of her social status could do that was an okay job. And she had a wonderful marriage to a man named Ephraim Levi. And she's decided, after being a widow, that it's time to rejoin the human race. So it's about decisions, which many, many adults make in their lifetime, to turn a corner, take a different path. And Dolly has decided that it's time to not live in the past, but live in the present. Mm-hmm. And this is her story and how she goes about making it happen. She is a mover and a shaker. She makes things happen.
And I understand she's matchmaking for everybody else and then gets it in her head to maybe matchmake for herself.
Exactly.
All right. So there's a wonderful time period. I mentioned some beautiful costumes.
Oh, it's a costume epic.
Yeah.
We have a cast of 42 people.
Yikes.
It's huge, huge set. Beautiful set, and Debbie Shuey and Susanna Douthat have really done one of the most beautiful productions I've ever been involved with. There must be 600 costume pieces by the time you count spats and gloves and hats, and it's mm-hmm. really spectacular.
That's
and she's
great.
Built all new gorgeous costumes for Joy, which are really amazing. So it's a beautiful show. The dancing, you know, I'm a dancer at heart, and that's why one of the reasons I wanted to do this show. I had done it 25 years ago, and I felt I could do a better job today. And I have a huge dancing chorus, beautiful ballet dancers, gymnasts, tumblers, tappers, point dancers. It's really a big show.
My gosh, I can see why I didn't audition for that one. I don't do any of those dance styles. Well, let's talk a little bit now with Dylan Fowler, who's playing Cornelius Hackle, and Mary Stewart Evans, who's playing his honey bunny, Irene Malloy. So tell us about your characters and how they figure into the story with Dolly.
I think Ray actually just said it well. The show is about turning a corner, and my character, Cornelius, he's 33. He's been living in Yonkers, New York his whole life. He works at a hay and feed store, and so he kind of just gets the idea one day that I'm going to New York. I'm going to have a wonderful day, and I'm, you know, going to meet a girl. And he does, and that's, you know, it's very special. It's very, I think a lot of us can relate to that, to, you know, kind of be humdrum and wanting to have a wonderful day, have an adventure.
And maybe hope that adventure leads to more.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. And how about Irene?
Irene is actually similar to Dolly in the regard that she's also a widow. And she owns a hat shop, but she hates hats, actually. So she kind of wants to get out of the millinery business. And one day, Cornelius comes into the store, and she's actually supposed to be match-made with another man, but he turns out to be not the type of man that she would exactly go for. So when Cornelius comes in, his air and his innocence and spirit just kind of, they strike a chord together and they end up falling in love.
Oh, oh, that's great. Are there other couples that end up in
yes,
the show?
Yes, there's Barnaby Tucker and Minnie Faye, which are the two sidekicks of Dylan and Mary Stewart, J.J. and Rachel. And then there's Ambrose Kemper, who's trying to marry Vandergelder's niece, which is Ermengarde, and that's played by James Ellison and Annie Marsh. So there's really a sextet of three couples' stories that's very important, that are very important, but the story is Dolly. And it's just a great story.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Ray Kennedy, director and choreographer for Hello, Dolly! For Opera House Theater Company. You've also heard the voices of Dylan Fowler playing Cornelius Heckle from the Feed and Seed store, and Mary Stewart Evans playing Irene Malloy, with whom he falls in love. Now, who is this Horace Vandergelder
just
character?
Just getting to that subject.
I want to know about him.
Horace Vandergelder is a well-known Yonkers half a millionaire, which Dolly says it means he has 60,000 cash. But he is played by Jason Hatfield, another great actor and one I pursued very hard to come play this role. And he and Joy are great together. And Jason's a great actor, and he's bringing a really new dimension to Dolly. And I will say this is a young Dolly cast. Dolly can be played by a much older cast. This is a younger version, and it's really interesting. And I think it brings a different spark to the show. We've reimagined some key scenes and scenery changes, so it's a different version of Dolly, not trying to reinvent the wheel, but also trying to make things fresh. And that's one of the things I think is so good about this show. Opera House season was Legally Blonde, a Chorus Line, and now here is a classic, iconic, that from that golden age of American musicals, the 50s and early 60s. This is a classic show. The way it was constructed is classic, and I'm a huge Sondheim lover, but you cannot say that Jerry Herman cannot write a melody. I mean, you do leave a theater humming his music, and it sticks in my brain all the time, too.
What are some of the songs people will recognize?
Well, Hello, Dolly, which is iconic, Before the Parade Passes By. And then in my list of my favorite top 10 scenes in musical theater history, the courtroom scene in which Dylan sings It Only Takes a Moment, which I think is maybe Jerry Herman's greatest song. Is a wonderful scene in the courtroom with the most fantastic dialogue and monologue. And my acting teacher at Burt Reynolds Theater was Charles Nelson Reilly from television, but he was the original Cornelius Heckle. And he talked about how the monologue happened and how they kept shaping it on the road until they kept taking things away till it was down to people crowded in this docket. And he talks about this woman. And it's just one of the most beautiful monologues in musical theater. And then followed by one of the prettiest songs.
Oh,
so Annie
wonderful.
Hawthorne was at the show last night. She's my friend that was on Fosse on Broadway. And we both were saying, when he was singing and talking, it just doesn't get any better than this.
That's so great. Now, Mary Stewart, I hope you're singing as well. I just really enjoyed you in A Chorus Line.
Oh, thank you
so
much.
I hope your character gets to sing.
I do. I get to sing one just absolutely beautiful song called Ribbons Down My Back, where Irene kind of talks about how she's going to wear a more provocative hat today because she wants to catch a beau. And she's kind of tired of milling around her millinery shop. And then Cornelius comes and catches
Fate.
His eye.
It only takes a moment.
There you go. And isn't there something about you being hidden in a closet and all kinds of crazy
there,
things?
There are some
I remember
shenanigans,
reading
yes.
about that. Yes, good.
Hiding under tables and in wardrobes. And
it sounds like so much fun. What's been challenging about doing this show, Ray?
The size of the cast.
The size of the
cast. You know, on Broadway now, everybody has a microphone, so you can do a show with 20 people. They didn't in 1964, and we can't do that here. All the principals are mic'd, but we have to have a huge cast. This is a very demanding vocal score. I mean, it is high. It is 5- and 6-part harmony. Lorene Walsh has worked very hard. But it's like when you cast this classic show like this, you have to have a huge chorus. And then you've got to have ballet dancers and tumblers and all these other things. So that's why we have a cast of 42. That's a lot of people to move around a stage.
It sure is.
So that's been a challenge. But it's a challenge that when you get it right and you send the audience and the sound's big and the dancing's big, it's really, really worth it. And it's going to be lit by Dallas Lafon. And it's sort of like a Victorian Valentine pastel, beautiful evening in the theater. Mm. So it's got a lot of eye candy.
Imagine the great lighting and beautiful costumes and wonderful music. It just sounds like a show that should not be missed.
Stunning. It's a classic. I did it 24 years ago. So I'm really happy that Lou said, let's do it again and let's put Joey in the lead and let's make it happen. So it's a great way to spend a summer evening.
I'm sure. The show is Hello, Dolly! Opera House Theater Company. It opens tomorrow night. It runs Wednesday through Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 3. Then it runs two more weekends after that, just Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 3. You can get tickets for Hello, Dolly! By calling Thalian Hall, 632-2285, or go to WilmingtonTickets.com. Thank you so much, Ray Kennedy, Dylan Fowler, Mary Stewart Evans. It was a pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.